Tomorrow. Now, we are still unpacking last week's crime statistics. Are you shocked? Were you shocked? Or is this just the new normal in South Africa? Now, according to the crime stats released by the police minister last week, armed robberies at homes are on the rise, 0.8% increase over the last financial year. That equates to more than 22,000 homes burgled over the last financial year. Now, insurance companies are paying close attention to this because they are looking at how do they structure their risk, especially when it comes to burglaries and robberies. Manda Tifolaro is the head of Dial Direct Insurance, joins us on the line now. Morning, Manda. How are you doing?
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning to your listeners.
How closely do insurance companies monitor crime trends, and more than crime trends, crime statistics, because that is the actual numbers that's supported by the Statistician General about how dangerous or how safe a particular area is and what that risk is to particularly not only residents there, but also to insurers?
So we monitor these stats very closely, and we watch it to the closest area, not just on a provincial level, but to a specific town and region. So we monitor this very closely because our interest is to ensure that, you know, these stats do not become normal. 22,000 armed robberies, this is a huge number. Imagine the families and the communities impacted by such robberies. So this is very important to us, as you mentioned earlier. So we monitor it very closely.
How narrowly do you zoom into a particular city, province? Do you go down into precinct level? So, for example,
down to the street.
So you go down to street level. So if you see, according to crime stats, this particular policing district has 10 burglaries over the last financial year, but the suburb right next door that has a different police station only has 5. Do you recalculate the risk in terms of premiums for your clients in the community with 10 burglaries for that year? This is obviously just hypothetical.
Yes. So when we determine premiums, we take various factors into account. So crime statistics is one of them, you know, and individuals, insurance history is one of them, how they've driven and all of those things. The goods that they're insuring, it's one of them. So we've got a variety of factors that we look into. And yes, the crime statistics in a particular area, according to your hypothetical situation, we do take all of that into account in determining the premium. But it's not as simple as, you know, there were 10 burglaries there and then there were 3 there, and then therefore your premiums are, you know, like someone else is going to be 10 times or 3 times more than the others. So it's a lot of factors that we take into account, which crime statistics in an area is one of them.
What I've noticed, particularly over the last few years, is insurance companies, especially short to medium term insurers, particularly property insurers, also getting involved in the personal security business, if I can call it that, whether it be panic buttons, whether it be ride requests, whether it be driver escorts, for example, to escort you home. Has this now become part of parcel of the insurance business in South Africa, the security aspect of safeguarding property?
I think it's an evolution of collaboration amongst these different entities, insurers, security companies, because we see the crime stats as they come through claims, and you know, obviously we settle the claim, but we are now taking a more proactive approach to these events, not only just settle the claims, but help in preventing these crimes. And one of the things we do also is to share some of the trends that we're picking up for all South Africans to be more aware, which we will unpack in the next couple of minutes or so. And also we're partnering with the security companies to make sure that these do not become normal. Mm. Because to cite a 22,000 number, it's a 0.8 increase, you know, it sounds like a number, but these are families. So if we can get to an environment where that number comes down to zero, I think it's a win-win for all of us.
Let's go through some of those trends that you have seen. I know that the police minister is only in parliament tomorrow to break down some of those numbers to MPs, but some of the data that you've managed and your bean counters have managed to break down, what are you seeing particularly with the trends when it comes to house burglaries?
Okay, so there's a few, but I will just highlight three because of time. The first one is that home burglaries, we're seeing most frequently happening from Thursday to late Saturday. And in the past, this used to happen from the latter part of Friday towards Saturday. And recently, we're seeing that criminals have actually extended their work week, so to speak, in that now Thursday has become one of the days that they actually go to work to do these criminal activities. Mm. So that's one. Number two is that, you know, normally we expect, which is common, that these entries are through front doors and windows. Of late, we've been seeing an increase in number of claims where entry is gained through the garage. Mm. So that's something for all South Africans to be a little bit more aware. And maybe the third one to highlight is that the most common stolen items during these burglaries are electronics, specifically televisions, decoders and cameras, and jewelries, of course, also they do also feature in some of these criminals' shopping lists. So in essence, criminals are extending their work week, which means they're working longer. Two, they're finding more ways to gain access into people's homes. And three, they are targeting electronics and jewelry.
I guess also because electronics are easy to replace. They are consumables. And I guess they also are particularly aware that if you do have insurance and you do put in a claim and it is, you know, approved by by insurance company, it's more than likely that your insurance company is going to approve that. So it's just sort of this endless cycle of electronics, consumables being stolen, claims being put in, and it's this continuing cycle.
No, but also these criminals. We released a note I think a couple of weeks ago, talking about. We spoke to a reformed hijacker, and he spoke about the fact that there's actually a value chain. So they go and obviously they steal a car, and on the other side they have to sell this, and they actually do this according to the shopping list of whoever they're going to sell to. So besides the cycle of claims and settlement, there are people on the other side receiving these goods, that are receiving this jewelry that these people go out to shop. And maybe what's important is for us to take a more proactive approach, right, and be more vigilant. If I may, I can just highlight three elements maybe for all South Africans to pay close attention to as far as security is concerned.
Go ahead. We have 1 minute left. What are some of those interventions?
So the first one is investing in security equipment, and this could range from having a steady perimeter wall, ensuring that your access gates work, and that they can be remotely controlled, and specifically that the gates and the garages can be opened closed very quickly to reduce the window of opportunities for criminals. You know, investing in an electric fence and security beams and all of these things. But the second element is around things that don't cost money, which is more behavioral things like being more suspicious of vehicles that are following you, especially as you enter your property, and also changing up your routine so that criminals do not predict when you'll be home and when you'll be leaving the house. And the last one, which obviously I must share, is that it is wise to have your belongings be comprehensively insured.
Of course you would say that. Just one last question, Amanda, and literally 30 seconds for this. Henk on the WhatsApp line is asking, I know you said that new forms of access used to be the front door, now they're coming through the garage. Henk is asking, do CCTV cameras and electric fences, are the actual deterrents for criminals? If you are saying that it's coming through the front door, it's coming through the garage, those soft areas of a house's perimeter.
Yeah, the answer is resoundingly yes. And the worrying fact is that very few people have invested in CCTV cameras, in electric fence, and some of these elements. And things like burglar bars, and security gates on all doors. Very few people are investing on those security features. So those absolutely, absolutely do serve as deterrents for criminals.
Manda Tifolaro there. He is the head of Dial Direct Insurance.